His presidency was sandwiched between presidential greats Washington and Jefferson, and unfortunately, much of his work in helping form this nation has been lost in the shadows of those two national heroes. During President's Week, we take a look at a sometimes forgotten founding father on this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Caroline Kyneth shares the story of John Adams from the Adams National Historic Park near Boston. She says Adams established a law practice in what was once his home's kitchen. But as the Revolutionary War approached, the lives of John Adams and his wife Abigail began to change.
When the events of the Revolution started to emerge and the problems with Great Britain, and John Adams was called to serve his country, John and Abigail, their only means of communication was through this letter writing between one another, and there are literally over 2,000 letters that exist today.
It is difficult to imagine how the Revolutionary War and the birth of a new nation consumed Adams' time. He almost missed seeing his family for an entire decade, from 1774 to 1784.
He literally gave himself to the country. The 10 years that I mentioned that Abigail and John were apart, he didn't see his children but twice, once when he came back for a 3-month period and then a 5-month period.
Adams served as our second president, and it was that one term as president following Washington that proved a difficult slot to fill.
He was greatly disappointed when people didn't embrace him, and this was especially seen when he had to follow in the footsteps of George Washington, who served as 8 years as president of the United States, and John Adams was vice president. And in the election of 1797, he became our second president and had to fall in the shadow, really, of the father of our country.
In many ways, John Adams became a lost president in history, serving between national heroes Washington and Jefferson. However, he was an important founding father on the road to independence. Traveling the countryside in Quincy, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.